The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. It's about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning here on the 27th of June. We've lost June. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live and stronger than ever at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. Good morning, Redding. Sunny today, and be ready for a warm one. High of about 105 degrees. Overnight low pushing about 70. It's going to continue to be sizzling through the week. No chance of rain in sight, not even thunderstorms for the next 10 days in the forecast. Right now in Redding, we're showing 72 degrees. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A better-known business where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And what was the, did you have what a person up there obviously trying to stay cool? On your website right there.
Well, it's not my website. That would be the Weather Underground. Yes, you were drawn directly to the bikini, weren't you?
Well, it just seemed kind of strange that that would start the morning off like that. Now, the next one is something like just a picture of an old map.
I did not design the website.
I know that. But anyway, good morning. Now, Linda is down in Sacramento with her sister-in-law who just had spinal surgery. And left yesterday after singing at The View, went straight on down there, and we'll be there. She'll be back tomorrow afternoon sometime, so we all miss her. Okay, I hope everybody had a great weekend. There was a lot of stuff going on, and we've got a lot of stuff to cover today. This week we're going to have Sam Paredes on Wednesday, and Sam is, of course, the director of Gun Owners of California, talking about all these laws. But we're going to talk about a couple of them today. That are just, I mean, it's horrendous. It's just horrendous, but we'll get to that in a minute. Let's start with Dancing with the Stars. Bob was there. And Bob, what do you do there?
Well, it has been my honor and a good partnership with first the Women's Refuge, then One Safe Place, to provide the videos that open each dance, the up-close and personal interview videos. And then this year we were asked to do a retrospective of the past 9 years' worth of dancers.
This is the 10th year anniversary.
And that was the opener for the show, so that was kind of a proud moment and got a few compliments on that.
It was good. You captured the essence of my whatever I was doing. It wasn't the tango I won the big enchilada on that one. I won the judge's choice, which of course is the most important award there. okay.
But fitting 54 dances into an 8-minute segment was a little
it worked great. You had it all marked, everybody's name, starting from the very first ones to the ones from last year. Dancing with the Stars raised $125,000 for One Safe Place. Now, There was drama throughout this. You remember, you know how everybody says break a leg before you go out on stage? Well, Dara Hart who was the eventual fundraising champion.
Yeah, we didn't mean that.
We didn't. Yeah, when we say that, she went outside in her costume and just went across the street to pick something up out of her car, out of her pickup. Coming back, she fell. She broke her ankle in two places and dislocated it. I don't know how you can break it and dislocated it.
Ouch.
But, I was down.
Requiring surgery.
I was down in the dressing rooms and everything. You know, Linda was down and all the dancers getting ready. Everybody's getting all pumped up because, you know, it's going to start in a little bit. And I heard Maria Orozco, who, by the way, she and Patrick John were the host and hostess and did their MCs, and they just did a great job.
Yeah.
Fantastic job. Anyway, I see her eyes get, like, huge, and I heard somebody saying, I'm going to take her to the hospital right now. And, you know, see, it wasn't even my business, so I didn't ask, but I thought, well, I wonder, what that was about. But then they made the announcement right at the beginning. And you know what? Our hearts went out to her because, you know, she talked about dancing, how much she liked it. And,
you saw the preview, how hard she worked.
Oh, my goodness. She was ready. And she, of course, worked really hard to raise money for One Safe Place and then to break your ankle in two places and dislocate it right before the show. I mean, they were operating on her while the show was going on.
And her partner, bless his heart, went out and danced a solo routine that had everybody just jazzed up. And it was too bad that, but he got to shine a little bit, and of course they did take the fundraising trophy. So
they took the fundraising trophy, and that was great. And so our thoughts go out to Dara Hart from Wind River, and just hope you know what, get better. And you know what Linda says, what they ought to do is next year. Yeah, to start the show.
Open, yes,
have her open the show with that dance.
I'm. Would you think that'd be a great idea? I was already thinking about that. That would be appropriate.
Wouldn't that be appropriate? So and anyway, unfortunately, now as you go on, now there's other things. You also have the People's Choice Award. People's Choice Award is done that night, and you can buy like 20 tickets for $12 or $20 gets you 12 tickets. I'm not sure it's one of those. And then you can vote for your favorite dancer. Well, the People's Choice that night was Brent Ragnum out of Sierra Pacific and Kathy Babcock. Now, Kathy Babcock is the one that danced with me, and we won Judge's Choice in 2011. And then she won the next year with somebody else.
Yeah.
Obviously, somebody of a lesser caliber dancer.
But yeah, Brent did a great job.
And so, Brent did. And they did this, 1940s... you know, jive dance that had, she was in the air.
Woogie
like,
Woogie Bugle Boya Company.
There you go. And she was up in the air and he was slinging her around and all this. And I mean, just the aerobatics was a 10. So they ended up winning the People's Choice Award. Now, frankly, the Judges Award.
There was no contest. Well, there was
oh,
a contest.
Was. Oh,
was,
I tell you what, there were a lot of people
but
out there.
But at the end of it,
Kim and Neil Shaw won the Judges' Choice. They're out of Dignity Health, but they won the Judge's Choice. Now, this is the first husband-wife team that's ever competed.
Do you know how hard it is to switch a live show when you're breaking a sweat watching that tango?
Oh, now the tango. Their last dance was the tango. And this is one of the things
Argentine
you have.
Argentine tango.
This is one of those things when you're married, you can get away with it. But if you're dancing with somebody else you don't really know that much and they're 17 years old, you just can't dance like that, okay? And the expressions on Neil's face were priceless.
Oh, he had that. He had the tango face down.
And so did Kim. They rubbed up against each other, the heel going up and down his leg. I tell you what, when can they see this on Yahoo at some point or YouTube? Can they see this?
I will probably ask One Safe Place if I can put some of these. We have that one I can probably put up. Some of the popular songs, we run into copyright issues when we're trying to YouTube it. But I'll see what I can get away with YouTube.
Anyway, it was a great time. Hey, we're starting off a great week here. Hey, 4th of July. It's here. It's starting. It's going to be this weekend. This coming weekend. Anderson explodes.
Mm-hmm.
4th of July on Monday. By the way, we've shut down for 4th of July on Monday. Mm-hmm. We're going to be playing, you know, patriotic music and all that. But there's not going to be news. There's not going to be any, Carl Linda on the 4th of July. Because, you know what? We only, really... At the station, we have two holidays, really, 4th of July and Christmas. Everything else usually operates at some point, at some level or another. But 4th of July is very important to me, as I think it should be for everybody. And anyway, but this whole week is going to be, you know, we're going to be doing all types of things, talking about freedom and freedom and why we should watch what's happening in Brexit. And what happened with Britain leaving the UK and what's happening with our country right now in this election and some of the things. And a perfect example of why, if there was ever a reason why that the state of Jefferson would, you know, have, you know, resounding, support happened this past week. We're going to talk about that. But right now, we're going to talk about what a great sleep you can get.
Except for that big, long night there at Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my gosh.
You went home and collapsed into your bed, didn't you?
And here's the thing is, you sleep really well. Because the next morning, I was up early because I was in a concealed carry class, teaching a concealed carry class for two really great people. But I'm also was helping out with the larger women's only class, and we'll also talk about when we start talking about these assembly bills. But essentially what it is once you hit the bed, you are asleep. And you sleep through the night unless Elk Killer jumps up in the middle of the night and then, you know, finds something to bark at like a cat. And then, you know, I throw a pillow at her or in her general direction, small pillow, and say, knock it off. And then I go right back to sleep. I don't lay there like a lot of times. You know, after you wake up and you can lay there, Bob, mm-hmm. After you wake up. But you don't do that in a sleep number. So the sleep number, you can adjust the settings so you're comfortable. You can adjust them differently every night. My sleep number setting is 60. It lets you choose exact comfort your body needs. Each side is adjustable. You can't beat that. Now, head on down to the Sleep Number store, because right now it's at lowest prices of the season sale. The Queen Sleep Number C2 mattress is only $699.99. Now think about that. It's adjustable on both sides. You've got the best mattress in 2015 according to Consumer Reports. It's made in America. It's guaranteed. I mean, you can't beat this. This is the way to sleep well and be healthy, because sleep, diet, exercise, that's what counts.
A good night's sleep, hard to beat.
Hard to beat. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian Janice or any of the professionals down there and buy it and tell them Carl and Linda sent you. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:18 in the morning.
August 3rd, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to windriver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or May Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
your budget lines a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's in Sacramento helping sister with spinal surgery. She'll be back tomorrow. 7:21 in the morning. It's 72 degrees right now, going up to 105 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, 105. 105 means that if you sit anything in the car, even if the windows roll down a little bit, in about, what, 15 minutes, buddy?
If that.
No. If that, it's going to get up to like 140. It's yeah. Something like so much per minute.
Yeah, well, it's classic greenhouse effect, of course.
And you're going to kill whatever's in there or damage it severely.
No, I had a friend animals, who accidentally kids. Left his dog, and it was a tragic situation.
Tragic.
Dog went into convulsions and died.
There is a father who, as I just read, that just is inventing an app that will tell you if you left your child in the car. Now, I'm not sure how that works, and I'm not sure how do you know that? I mean, how could it tell you that?
It's easy to say, who the hell could possibly do that? But it's been, you know, when you're focused on 18 different things at once, yeah, it can happen. Very, you know, pilots forget to bring the landing gear up. You get so... you've seen people in combat situations who forget real basic stuff because of the mind is trying to do 18 things at once.
Well, you know, a lot of times it's maybe is that the father doesn't take care of the child every day or something like that.
Not used. You're in a pattern
anyway, but it's still, it happens, and it happens with dogs because people leave and they don't think they're going to be gone for 15, 20 minutes, and all of a sudden it's been 20 minutes. They don't realize the impact.
They see Mabel from the block.
105 degrees to gate, my friends. All right, now, starting last Friday for 1 week only, is a movie called Vaxxed. And I've been getting emails about it. We're going to have a couple of doctors that made this film here talking about vaccinations. And what they say, there's no such thing as a safe vaccination. And they've got all types of material there, including somebody that used to work at the CDC. And if you remember, the CDC got in a bunch of trouble for omitting things in their studies about vaccines.
I understand that. I also would profess that there's no such thing as safe anthrax or smallpox either. So
where do you go
with this?
If there is a risk, there must be a choice. And you know, there is no choice now. Unless you homeschool your kids, there is no choice. Which, you know, and that will, that this, and this leads us to something else. Anyway, it's at the Valley 11 Cinemas out there at the Shasta Outlet Mall. It's 1 week only. It started Friday, so it'll be up this Friday. So you still got a few days if you want to go see that. The film they don't want you to see. You know, when people say that, who in the hell's they? They don't want you to see. They being what? ISIS?
The great conspiracy.
I don't know who they is. All right. Anderson Explodes, July 3rd at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Free admission. Gates open at 4. Chad Bushnell starting at 7 p.m. Cloverdale at 8. Bounce House, water slides, drinks and food available, including the annual 4-H and FFA barbecue. Parking's only $4. Now, July 3rd, it's going to be a great night out there. Okay. Now, let's talk about a couple of things. I'm saving some of them because 8 o'clock we're open. We're sure we're open here. Fire in Lake Isabella, 200 houses gone. Gone.
I saw a picture of a fire coming right down to the lake, and it was literally a vision of hell.
You know, I mean, when you lose 200 houses and, you know, thousands of acres there. And again, we go back into this thing about how you handle the forest. You've got forest out there with lots of burnt trees already, but they're still combustible. And, you know, we need to take those trees down. We need to open these forests up. We need to get rid of this brush. And if you have not done your defensive space around your house around here, you better get going. But now here's the problem. You need to use something like a chainsaw or anything like that. You got sparks. You got fire. So, I mean, this is something to look at.
Man, permission to rant, sir.
Sure.
Stupid. Put away the weed whacker between 1 and 6 o'clock. Good God. There was some guy out there buzzing away yesterday, you know, with a weed whacker, and then we heard a chainsaw. And this is, you know, if you look at the grass, it bursts into flames. So, you know, if you see somebody out there running a lawnmower and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and it's 108, go, you know, call Cal Fire or something, because that's how Jones Valley got wiped out a couple of years ago.
They had one up there in Texas Springs where a guy decided to go target shooting with his son down in the valley, or down in the draw down there, and it only took a couple of rounds for it to spark out and start the fire. Yeah, you know what? You can't instill common sense in people.
Wow.
You know, they got to kind of get it. You know, common sense usually is a result of something smacking you in the head. But there ought to be something that says, if I'm shooting, there could be a problem here. Okay, big rally down in Sacramento. 30 skinheads rallied in Sacramento, and white, you know, I guess skinheads, white supremacists, Nazis, 30 of them. They got the whole group out there. Well, they met with counter-protesters, 400 counter-protesters, and the fight was on. 7 stabbed, 6 men, 1 woman. The counter-protesters were yelling things like, kill them, let's just drown them out with songs of Kumbaya, right? No, they were yelling, kill them, and the attack was on. People getting stabbed, beat with sticks. It wasn't like they came there to counter-protest, as at least a group of the counter-protesters wanted to kill somebody. You know, here's the problem. I mean, have you ever listened to a skinhead talk, or these neo-Nazis? Have you ever listened to them talk? Isn't it the most ridiculous thing?
Talk is the word.
Well, no. Okay. Well, I mean, it's probably some of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard, next to some of the things I hear coming out of college students' mouths about needing safe space and you know, this life matters more than this one, and all that kind
of
stuff.
Their own brand of fanaticism.
It is. But it is. I mean, but when you listen to it, you realize what tripe it is. And if anything, you want to go on, just talk to more people, you know, because what you're saying is so ludicrous that, you know, why? Now, you want to have a counter protest? Good. You come out there with 400 people and you outnumber them by 10 or 11 to 1 and you chant, you know, love wins, you know.
Don't go after them with
you know,
sticks.
Nazis suck, you know, something. But you don't need to go out there and start. See, when you get into something like that, When you take away a person's right of speech, freedom of speech, which you see on the college campuses all the time, even Obama's saying it, you know, this is wrong. Your job here in college is to listen to diverse opinions and inform your own from these and not just keep people from talking because you may think they're conservative or you may think that they're Jewish or you may think, you know, because, I mean, when you start talking like this, I mean, then it's anybody. It's anybody's free game.
Yeah, I got a lot of problems with Donald Trump, but don't be trying to stop him from talking, because that inflicts all of us. You know, the right to speech is part of what made the country what it is. And to say that, well, no, we're not. Can you outwardly try to incite violence with your speech? No, that's a bad idea. But to try to stifle anything that you don't agree with.
And
no
to come way. Up and, you know, physically assault people. It's
and that goes from both sides.
Of course it does. And you see it. But, you know, I guess it's even the worst thing is, and if I'm going to get a mini rant, is why is it being done on college campuses? And why are the colleges letting people and universities letting people do this? That one guy came up to speak from, I think he was one of the Breitbart editors. I don't even know what his name is, Milo or something. Black Lives Matter come up there on the stage with the security there, and the security was told to stand down by the university. Stand down. We don't want to confront these people. Well, confronting them, they confronted the speaker. They took the microphones away from him. They, you know, he got hit. The woman was, you know, slapping at him, and they just took over. Oh, you can't speak. Oh, because you know, you're advocating for slavery. No, I don't think that's what he was advocating
for. Kind of a hard
for.
Equation to put together.
Yeah, but the whole thing was, well, we're not going to stand by. And we're not going to let anybody speak like this. Well, what if they've got to go? See, the problem is they're young. They don't go back to the 60s when the true civil rights movement was coming through. When they're going around and saying, we can't talk. Well, if you spoke in the 60s in parts of this country, you were hung, you were shot, but no matter what your color or religion was, if you spoke out for civil rights, you were killed, or you were assaulted. You didn't have a chance. So what they've done is they've made the full circle, and these black activists that are keeping people from speaking, whether they're black or white, whoever is speaking, when you're doing that, what they've done is they've gone right back in, and they might as well be Bull Connors, the sheriff down there in Mississippi that set the dogs on people because they didn't want to hear what they were saying. That is my opinion.
Terrorism is terrorism.
Terrorism.
You know what? Who's on the other side?
Fascism is fascism. You know. If you're not, you know, if the whole thing, fascist thugs, liberal fascist thugs are as bad as reactionary fascist thugs.
You heard of the series The Man in the High Castle? Just started watching it. No. And it's an examination of, it's an alternate history of what would have happened had the Germans developed the bomb first. And it, basically, the U.S. is split between Japan and Nazi Germany.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
I mean, it's an interesting program.
People don't realize that when they do this, they have come that full circle. And do they really want to be like that person? No. Hey, let's take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merit. And Aaron Rickert, accomplished top producing agent for them, whether you're looking for a house, your first house, last house, ranch house, commercial property, Aaron Rickert can help you with this. Give her a call at 949-9103 or Rickert, R-I-C-H-A-R-T, realestate.com. We know Aaron, and we know that she's got your best interest in heart. From Properties by Merit. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:31. We'll be back with Chris Fleischman and find out what happens, how you can get kicked out of a Catholic school in second grade for being too disruptive, and then go into the gifted child programs for physics 4 grades later. We'll find out.
Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fit, putting on the rig. Dress up like a million-dollar trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and the Bot, it is 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Nicely posted, sir.
Did you like that? Yeah, I hit it just perfectly. Okay. I'm here with Bad Bob. Linda's down in Sacramento helping her sister who just had a spinal surgery. So she's helping her get around until they're making arrangements for everything. And Linda will be back tomorrow. Mighty Fine Foods is our sponsor for this portion of the show. You know, Kyle and Ed DeFore, father, son, took the sold the business back in early 2000 and took it back over again. It is absolutely the finest convenience store you're ever going to find, except it's not really a convenience store. It's a full market. It's just smaller than a full market. World's largest convenience store with its own deli, its own butcher shop, and you can get meat there for just wonderfully
and hundreds of beers.
Well, wonderful prices for the beef and meat. So, but yeah, there's like 300 kinds of beer down there. Different kinds of beer.
Excellent sandwiches, too.
Excellent sandwiches. You can get breakfast. I had breakfast there the other day, heading down yesterday for the concealed carry course, and stopped through there and got my breakfast burrito, coffee, and a bunch of water to drink yesterday. Over 1,000 drinks there. Anyway, it has barbecue on Fridays. It's your one-stop shop and away to the store. Can't say more about it. Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes. Plus, you know, Kyle has a sports show, a great sports show on here Tuesday nights, and then he's also our announcer for the Colt 45s in football. He does a great job.
He's a busy guy.
He is. You know what? Plus, he runs the store. Plus, he's got this. Yeah, we're going to bring in his girlfriend one day. His girlfriend is just amazing. She is she's a published author, and I mean, she's got book deals going. I mean, it's really, really interesting. And she writes about the Northern California area.
Ah,
imagine that. Yeah, that's cool. Hey, I'm here now with my guest, of course, Chris Fleischman.
Good morning. Hello, everybody.
And Chris has a business called Simple Solutions. Now, this may sound familiar because we had him on last week, but that's right after the lightning strike at the tower. So it wasn't easy to hear him, and he's got a good story here, and I wanted to bring him back.
Thanks for having me back, Carl.
By the way, that tower we're stronger than ever. I mean, can you believe?
The Tower of Carl.
The Tower of Power is out there. I mean, people are still calling. I can hear you all the way down to Oroville. I mean, you're calling in, you know, doing this, all this. We were heard in Virginia last week. Did you know that?
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
There's a phenomenon that would enable that to happen.
Well, I think they were on their iPhone.
Oh, okay.
That could have been it.
Well, if you want to go that, we are in the Netherlands.
We're in the Netherlands, Thailand, France. We've had them all.
Yeah.
We've had them all out here. Okay, and but Chris has got a good story, and he has Simple Solutions, which is?
Well, Simple Solutions is my own personal business, and I've run – well, let me back up just a little bit. I worked for a prominent brick-and-mortar company here in town for over 9 years repairing appliances, and it's gotten to the point where I recognize that doing service isn't really amenable to brick-and-mortar anymore. It's just it's one of those things that's going by the wayside. The technology has gotten to the point where it doesn't make sense to have all of that. I personally get a little bit frustrated with appliances out there because of the way that they're made. And I personally sometimes would like to be able to spend more time on fixing an appliance than is allowed sometimes. So I've gone out on my own, and I've been repairing appliances since 2005 in the community. And there's a good chance that I've probably already fixed one of your appliances. I've got a Facebook page I want to talk to you about right now because I'm going to be tearing down a condenser fan motor here, and I've got images on there. So when I'm talking about things, you can look on there and see what I'm talking about. The two images on the right are what is called a unit bearing motor. That's the old style motor. It's made out of a substance called metal, almost entirely. Nowadays, you don't see that as much. The new style is almost completely made out of what we like to call in the industry a space age material.
Plastic.
It's plastic, yes.
Okay. Just one word, plastics.
I'm going to pull it down, and if you look on my Facebook page, which is Simple Solutions, you can see the image, and you can see how extremely complicated it is nowadays. Now, to its credit, this particular part is 10 times as efficient as the old unit-bearing type motors.
So this is energy efficient, but it's tough to work on.
Tough to work on? Well, it's tough to work on, but mostly I want to talk about reliability. The picture on my Facebook page, Simple Solutions, is from my loaner refrigerator. And by the way, when I say loaner, I mean loaner. If you need a refrigerator, I'm not going to rent it to you. You know, you got it for the duration until I get you back up. The way I figured is my community.
Do you bring it in?
I will bring it in.
You'll bring it in?
I will bring it in.
And then you'll plug it in for them?
Yes.
And then so everybody can transfer their food over to that?
Exactly.
Wow.
So they can get going that day. I just figured
that's a cool
you're my
deal.
Neighbor.
No, that's a good deal because, you know, if you have a major refrigerator repair there and it's going to take a couple of days, what are you going to do? I mean, you lose all that food.
Exactly.
You know, or somebody or will rent you one, and then that takes you that. But you'll just bring one in for free.
I've got
let
one.
Let them use it.
Absolutely.
Fix their refrigerator, bring it back.
Now, the one I've got was built in 1984, and a picture of that unit-bearing motor, that's right out of that machine. That thing has been working for 32 years without a hiccup. Okay, so that tells you something about reliability.
Wow. Well, that's, you know, we talked about this, I think at one time, the old Kenmores that my wife bought, Linda bought, gosh, I don't know, 20 years ago now, that every time somebody comes in on a minor thing to work on it, every time, different people, including you when we talked about it, said, keep it. Keep it as long as you can. Keep repairing it because it's going to last longer and give you better service than anything you could buy right now that would wear out before this one's going to wear out.
Oh, yeah. He told me my Frigidaire chest freezer, keep it until it melts.
Yeah. There's certain things that you absolutely want to. And it comes back down to energy efficiency, and it comes back down to how complicated things are. So I'm going to tear down this little condenser fan motor right here. And like I said before, you can look on my Facebook page, and you can see what this image is.
We have so got to start video streaming, you know.
Oh, by the way, I want to let you know about
this.
A contest.
So if you have to go to, I guess you go to Facebook so you can see this.
Facebook, I've got the actual images of
this thing being
torn down.
Okay.
So
if I had an extra arm, I would be periscoping this or Facebook living it, but I don't have enough arms.
Why don't you use your cell phone?
Because
I can hold it.
People would be seasick.
Okay.
By the way, also, you might actually recognize me because, like I say, I've been fixing appliances here in town since 2005, and there's a nice profile of me behind a refrigerator on that Facebook page. But also, what I want to do right now while I'm tearing this down is I do want to do a contest because I also want to talk a little bit about how there's been a paradigm shift in service. And so the contest is the first person who can email me at simplesolutions911@gmail.com is going to win a free diagnostic. That's worth
of anything.
Of any appliance. It has to be in the service area, of course.
Okay.
Since this thing goes out to New Zealand and stuff, obviously I'm not going there.
Yeah, we want one. We want one in Pattaya Beach, Thailand.
But
I have a question while you're working.
Okay, but wait a minute. Now he said, you can get a free diagnostic if you go to simplesolutions911@gmail.com.
Okay, so what I want you to do is put in your name. Put in your contact number and let us know whether it's okay for us to announce your name over the air. And what's going to happen is towards about midway or a little beyond midway, I'm going to give a secret word that you have to type in there and then hit the send button. And then we'll see how long it takes to get to my back pocket, actually my front pocket because that's where my iPhone is right now. And we'll see how long it takes that I can respond to your email.
Okay.
So meanwhile, I'm over here and I'm tearing down this little Panasonic 2.6 watt condenser fan motor with my little screwdriver here. And the thing about this compared to that unit bearing motor runs about 17 watts. This little thing runs about 1.7 watts, 10 times as energy efficient. But if you take a look and you can see on that page, or as I'm going to describe to you, this
it looks like you opened up a transistor radio.
Yeah. This has got a printed circuit board in it. It's got diodes. It's got resistors. It's got a capacitor. It's got a 1-amp fuse in there. I don't know why it has a 1-amp fuse. To me, that makes about as much sense as having a kickstand on a Bradley tank. This thing runs 17 thousandths of a actually about 14 thousandths of an amp, and it's got a one-amp fuse.
That's simplesolutions911@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to put it in there.
So getting this apart is being a little bit of a challenge. But what I want to point out, and you can see it.
This
there,
is our Johnny Carson moment right here.
I'm just kind of sitting here watching.
That happens. Live radio.
Live radio. He's taking apart a fan. And while he's doing this, we got to take a quick break here. So this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Knows the ins and outs of everything there. I tell you what, whether it's a chip, and a little bitty chip in the windshield to a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst, veteran that he is and veteran owner of this business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, will fix it and then guarantee it for life. Yep, that's right. I had mine fixed. It's 12-inch crack in my windshield 8 years ago. Can't see it. Can't tell it's there. Never gotten any bigger. All of this by Jeff Wurst. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Great guy. And I tell you what, guarantees his work. Sit down and talk to you about it. This is what I do, blah, blah, blah. I mean,
yeah,
everything.
He's
good. You got to go. You know what? I've got little chips in mine. I got to go down and have him fix it. Okay, 3208 South Market Street, 241-8373. We're going to come right back after these messages and finish up the rest of taking this capacitor or something, whatever it is, apart. And at the same time, I'm going to talk to him about his, you know, Chris Fleischman of Simple Solutions, is an interesting guy. We'll be right back. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 10 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 72 degrees. I don't think it's 72 anymore, man. I think it's up to probably 75 by this point. It's going up to 105.
I have to go to a different app because it's not updating correctly.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just say it's a minimum of 72, but it's going up to 105 today and probably more depending on where you are at. You're downtown where we are, and I hop into the truck later on today. It says 115 until it cools off down to 108. So make sure you're taking care of yourself out there. Yeah, 79, in fact. 79 has gone up 7 degrees since we started the show. Now, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are cool friends at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793, veterans and senior discount. Okay, I'm here with Chris Fleischman, who owns Simple Solutions, and was showing us the differences about today's, you know, how they make things today is how they used to. The last time, you know, the way they made them before essentially was it was stronger and much more reliable, but it used more energy. So now today they're much more energy efficient, but they're not as strong and will come apart on you.
And so what I've done is I've done some numbers on these two.
Okay.
That the new one pulls 1.7 watts or so, and the old one's about 17 watts. But like I say, that unit-bearing motor has run 32 years. I've never had to replace a unit-bearing motor in the first 12 years of use.
Wow.
I did a 12-year projection on the cost of electricity. We're looking at about $7.18 for the new style. We're looking at about $40.23 of electricity on the old style. But if that thing fails on you, to replace that is going to run about $150 if I go out there. If the other guys go out there, it'll be a little bit more. But if I go out there, it's like $150. So you've lost any savings if it's not reliable enough.
Right.
And I've changed out quite a few of these little condenser fan motors.
The new condenser fan motors, how long do they last?
Well, sometimes they'll last 2 years. Sometimes they go under warranty. When you look inside of that thing, it's got all sorts of diodes. It's got all sorts of resistors. It's got capacitors. Any one of those components fails, and the whole thing has failed.
Wow.
And speaking of diodes, by the way, I just want to interject this here. If you've got a microwave out there that's being really noisy and it's not heating, it's either going to be your magnetron tube or it could be your high-voltage diode. Now, the typical test equipment that we all carry cannot check that high-voltage diode. But I've got a piece of test equipment that I brought over from refrigeration that can. So you're looking at possibility of $150 repair, or it could be repaired for about, you know, parts $20 to $25 if it's just the diode. So it's just something to consider.
Again, it's, you know, getting to know your guy there, and your in this case, Simple Solutions, and you repair appliances.
Yeah,
a little electric, but not much.
Not much. I've done HVACR. I put myself through commercial refrigeration and HVACR school, but I'm trying to focus down just on appliances. You know, I don't want to have too many brands in the fire. I just want to talk a little bit about why I ask people to email me rather than to phone me. One reason is that we've got these Joe Six Packs out there that tear into their machine and then they can't fix it. And they call me and they tell me all the things that they've done. And they're kind of hinting like they want me to tell them how to fix it over the phone. So I don't need to deal with that sort of thing. I don't want to deal with that sort of thing. And basically the other way is they'll pay about $15. Because my service call is like $15 less than the brick and mortar guys. So in that sense, think of it this way. If I said, hey, my phone's not working, can you email me that information and I'll pay you $15? Isn't it worth it to you? If you don't think it's worth it to you in that sense, then that's fine. I mean, not everybody's going to get it, but that's how I like to do business. The other reason I do it that way is that when you email me, they come in a certain order. It gives me a little bit of time to think and respond instead of just react. And I don't know how many times when I worked for the brick-and-mortar company where I could hear in the background somebody's calling and they're trying to explain something technical to the receptionist, and after 3 minutes, she hands it over to a tech anyway. And then you got to repeat the whole thing again. So let's just avoid that and make it simple.
Okay. Now, I didn't interrupt you on that because you're a Myers-Briggs personality type is an INTP.
And I thank you.
There you go. And that means is that you like to unpack your ideas and find it very jarring when you're not allowed to finish your thoughts.
Yeah.
However, you seem to think my Myers-Briggs personality type is ESTJ. How do you know that?
Well, just by listening to you and how you respond to other people.
Which is ideal for running a radio station.
I believe so, yes.
See, he doesn't hear it behind the scenes.
I am chortling.
I know. I'm really not.
No, it's never easy to run a radio station, but you can.
Well,
that's my point.
Yeah, well, you know what? Well, thank you. Now, let's talk a little bit more about Chris. You're a member of the Mensa Society.
Actually, I'm a lapsed member, but yes.
Well, but you hit it, and you're up in that upper one percentile as far as
yes,
IQ,
I am.
Technically.
Yes. Yeah.
So, but Mensa is, I mean, this is people join us who have, you take a test, and obviously you have a very high IQ. And does this, but Mensa kind of covers everything. I mean, it's just not your physicist or guys like you that are, you know, very bright and all this. I mean, there could be people, you know, homeless. It could be anybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The only qualification is that you score in the top 2% in the general population on an IQ, a proctored IQ test that they administer. That's it.
Has this been had an impact on your life?
Well, you know, it kind of has, because until I took that test, I was kind of wondering why I was kind of an outlier, you know, and once I took the test, I realized, oh, well, that's why I got kicked out of school at the end of second grade. I was bored, silly. You know, things like that start to fall into place when you realize where you are, you know, in the spectrum.
But yet you were taught your first physics class in sixth grade by a physicist at Cal Berkeley under the auspices of the Mentally Gifted Minors Program.
So yeah, that pretty much saved my sanity,
yeah,
I think.
Picked it up a little bit, huh?
Yeah, it was one of the funnest things because the smartest kids in the San Leandro Unified School District would all get on the same bus. We could tell jokes at a level that each of us understood each other. And I had an opportunity to take either physics, a chemistry class, or a computer science class. And I think now this was 1971. Can you imagine if I'd taken the computer science class in the Bay Area in 1971? Probably wouldn't be talking to you on the radio right now. But I loved physics. I took physics. It's wonderful. And that has informed how I look at things ever since. I look at appliances in terms of how they're engineered and the physics behind how they work.
Hmm.
I guess we did talk about how you lose money on this energy efficient product if it breaks down.
That's
reliability
right.
is extremely important.
Reliability is the big thing. Okay, now we only got a few minutes left. Now you wanted to give a code word to people.
Okay.
If they write to you at simplesolutions911@gmail.com,
right,
and put this code word in there, they get the diagnostics.
Yep, you get a free diagnostic worth $50 or $60 depending on where you are in my service area. And so if you're ready, the code word is winner, WINNER. And put that in there, hit the send button, and it's going to come to my phone, and I'll give you a call back, and you've got a free diagnostic worth $50 to $60.
Is there a timetable on that? Because maybe I don't have something broke right now, but I may have something broke in 6 months.
Right. Absolutely. No, I'll give you some bona fides. I'll give you a certificate. I'll mail it to you if you do it that way, or I will get it in your hand so that, because I forget things sometimes. So I'll put it in your hand, and you will have it, and it'll be official.
I forget things all
and
the time.
Speaking of bona fides, I also tend to bring my things with me. So if you're a little concerned about me, you don't know me or whatever, I've got a stack of attaboys from the brick-and-mortar company that I used to work for. And I also bring along all my certifications. I've got a degree in electronics. I've gone through heating and air school. So I will bring those along, and you can peruse, you know, through those while I'm taking a look at your
I really like
whatever
this
appliance.
Idea. If your refrigerator blows up and it's not under warranty, and you go, I'm going to lose all my food, you send an email to Chris.
That way I know ahead
right.
of time whether
well,
I should bring
then,
that refrigerator,
and then,
right?
And then at that point he'll call you, and then he brings his own refrigerator for free. You load everything into the refrigerator, he takes it away, fixes it, takes a week, still got it, brings it back. You've got a refrigerator that's going to work, and
that's
you haven't
awesome.
Missed. Yeah, you know, that's really that's cool.
The way
that's
I see cool. it, you're my neighbor. We're in a community here. We've got a good community, but we got to work at it. You know, it's just, to me, community is kind of like weeding a garden, you know. You have to kind of be diligent to keep a good community, and I intend to do it on my end.
Okay.
So basically I ask you to work with me a little bit.
Right. Christopher Fleischman, and he's got Simple Solutions, and you can get a hold of him at simplesolutions911@gmail.com. Chris, thanks a lot for being here.
I really appreciate it.
I didn't get into a bunch of other things. I'm going to go back and look at my
Good
my
to have
Myers-Briggs.
You back a second time.
It is because, you know, just so, because it was completely different than the last time, too.
Yeah, I'm a little more settled, as a matter of fact. So
anyway, so you like to dilate.
I like to dilate on subjects, you know, expand, you know.
That's kind of cool.
You get me started on a subject, and I'll go on until your eyes glaze over.
As long as you're not a doctor,
punch me in the nose, one
or
the other.
Yeah, as long as there's no dilation going on this side. Okay. All right, Chris, thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to take a break on for the news, and we're going to come back, and we're going to be talking about these new gun bills. We're going to talk about Brexit. We're going to be talking about the Trump campaign and the Hillary campaign. How dirty can they get? Well, we haven't even seen the beginning of this. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News This Hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down the Texas pro-life law that closed many abortion clinics in the Lone Star State. Michael Harrington has the details.
One provision of the measure would have required that abortion doctors have admitting privileges to a local hospital, so if a woman who comes in for an abortion has a bad reaction, she can get help quickly. The other provision at issue was one that required abortion clinics to maintain the same safety and cleanliness standards of other outpatient surgery centers.
As Michael Harrington reporting, a unanimous high court also overturning the corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. It's a ruling that could make it harder to prosecute elected officials who were accused of bribery. The justices ruled today in favor of McDonnell, who had been found guilty in 2014 of accepting more than $165,000 worth of gifts and loans from a wealthy businessman in exchange for promoting a dietary supplement while he was in office. It already flooded West Virginia, expecting more rain today, and forecaster Patrick Burke at the National Weather Service says they've issued a number of flash flood watches.
Today, the weather pattern is not quite so focused as it was last week, but there still will be some spotty heavy rainfall that on a local scale could cause a problem.
The floodwaters already blamed for 25 deaths since last week. If you plan on hitting the road for this 4th of July weekend, you'll have plenty of company.
In fact, AAA predicts a record 43 million will be traveling this Independence Day weekend, most by driving, citing lower gas prices, strong consumer confidence, and a generally healthy domestic economy as enticement to take trips this summer. Gas prices as of June 20th were 46 cents per gallon below prices from a year ago. AAA estimates drivers have saved a total of about $20 billion on gas so far this year compared to the same period last year. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Slow going on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down about 320 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors, not available in all states.
The United States has tested the short-range interceptor missile that's used by Israel's Iron Dome system with a view to incorporating it or a future American counterpart into European-based air defenses against Russia. Secretary of State John Kerry says talks on Israel's regional security, meantime, have been fruitful as the Middle East faces further tensions.
We focus significantly on the challenge of beating back terrorism, and beating back terrorism specifically, with respect to Israel's challenge in the Sinai.
Israeli and U.S. officials, meanwhile, say the Iron Dome, developed with funding help from Washington, has had a 90% shootdown rate against Palestinian rockets. As she serves a 2-year ban for doping, tennis star Maria Sharapova will not be idling the time away. The 29-year-old Russian says she'll be attending Harvard Business School in the interim until she can compete again. Breaking news at townhall.com. Pepsi is putting aspartame back in some of its diet beverages less than a year after pulling the artificial sweetener as part of a marketing move over safety concerns.
The sweetener had been linked to cancer, and lab mice and industry executives blame the drop in sales on unfounded concerns people have about aspartame. The removal of the sweetener tested the theory that the sweetener was to blame for fleeing customers. However, the move seems to have been a misstep, with consumers dissatisfied over the change in flavor without the sweetener.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Pepsi Max will be introduced to U.S. consumers this fall as Pepsi's Zero Sugar, and that beverage will contain aspartame. Diet Pepsi Classic Sweetener Blend will contain aspartame in its formula as well. But Diet Pepsi is going to continue to be sweetened without the use of aspartame. More on all these stories to be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's down in Sacramento helping her sister-in-law who had spinal surgery. It is 5 minutes after the hour. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is June the 27th. We're quickly approaching the end of June and the 4th of July. Bad Bob Belongi is with me here today.
The triple digits say it all. 105 today, 106 tomorrow, 107 Wednesday, 108 on Thursday. Read it and weep overnight. Lows in the 70s. Right now in Reading, it is already up to 81 degrees.
Oh, 81 degrees already. And it, yeah. It's just 5 after 8, 7 after, yeah. 6 after 8, 6 and a half after 8. Okay, I'm trying to be precise here.
And wind out of the north, so fire danger is up there. Okay. Please be careful.
Hey, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business where they have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. 2620 Larkspur Lane. I tell you what, it's not just, you know, it's, and we're looking at this for, like, when Linda's down helping Cindy with her spinal surgery. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, severe, like she was injured or anything. It was just that her, you know, her all pains and things were not clicking together and all that. But this is a perfect time for when we have something like that to have Home Helpers and give Sharon Clark a call at 226-8350. Because Sharon can bring somebody over to your house that after she talks to you and she, you know, wants to see what she can do for you. Somebody's bonded, background and checks, insured, the whole thing to help you, say, you know, maybe cook dinners, things like that to check on you. And they don't have to be there all the time, but they're there and they've got your phone number, you've got their phone number, and they can make sure you're comfortable. Or it could be elderly that need help, you know, either every day or maybe every other day or just somebody stopping by to make sure everything's okay and do some cooking, cleaning, those things. But you need to find out by calling Sharon at 226-8350. And I tell you what, Sharon Clark, Businesswoman of the Year, Business of the Year here in Reading, she has done a tremendous job with Home Helpers. 226-8350. Let's go to the phones. Susan Eastman from our friends over at Wells Fargo.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, the major averages are tacking on to Friday's losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 285 points at 17,115. The S&P 500 is off 43 points at 1,993. And the NASDAQ Composite is losing 116 points at 4,592. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 71 cents, trading at 1229. Barclays Bank down $2.07 at 682. JP Morgan off $2.34 at 57.26. Looking at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 44 cents at 101.56. FedEx down $4.60, trading at 145.96. And AT&T positive 22 cents at $41.73. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is climbing 23 32nds to yield 1.48%. And for commodities, gold is up $8.92 an ounce at 1,324. Silver up 3 cents at 1777 per ounce. And crude oil dropping a dollar at $46 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. And I bet the, but I understand the dollar is really strong.
It is strong.
Strong.
The bank stocks are really having a hard time.
Okay.
We'll get through this.
I know we will, but if you've got a question about this, because some people may have, you know, you've got investments, but you're kind of doing it yourself. But this is so different than anything else. Give Susan Eastman a call, and I'm going to make sure I get this right. But it's 530-243-7561.
That's right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. Give Susan a call over there, and she's over at Park Marina Drive. This is huge. Okay, let's go to Sally from our Reading Patriots.
Yes, good morning.
You know what? You all should send flowers to the Democrats in Sacramento. You should send flowers and candy. Go out, change the oil in the Mercedes that we've paid for. You need to do that. They can't get any stupider. They can't get any more grasping. They can't have just completely negated the rights of so many people as they are doing right now.
Absolutely. They give us ammunition every day, don't they, Carl?
Well, you had to use the word ammunition, didn't you? Because we presume we won't be able to buy ammunition.
Well, that one guy who was saying that we should have our mouths washed out with soap.
Who said that?
I am going to encourage everybody to send him a bar of soap.
Well, who is this? What was that?
Reginald Sawyer, his name is.
And he's a?
He is a assemblyman.
Oh.
And his capital office is 4085, room 4085.
Okay.
I will post this address later. I talked to Sam Paredes of Gun Owners of California.
Yeah.
And he himself took down a whole case of soap and took it to his office.
Gee. Hey,
so,
I want, okay, put it. Okay,
if we're going to encourage people to send bars of soap to his office so that he gets the message.
Hey, I tell you what, put it on the chat room if you get a chance, too. So we'll push that out there.
I will do that.
And I'll put it on my Facebook page. Because why should we have our mouths washed out, though?
Well, he was saying that all of the people that support gun rights for people that just want to have a gun in their hand, that we should be embarrassed and that our mouths should be washed out with soap. I'll send you the video. It is alarming to see the arrogance of the people down there when it comes to people up here that just want to have our Second Amendment rights.
Well, we're going to talk about that. I mean, we're talking about this. We're going to talk about 466, AB 466 and 460, and I'm going to talk about that when you're off the phone. But
awesome.
It is absolutely a horrendous overreach of power by the Democrats in this one party state.
Yeah, and the Senate just voted to exempt themselves from any gun laws that are passed in California.
No, they didn't. Really?
Yes, they did.
To exempt themselves?
I'll send you that as well.
Send that to me, too. Okay. All right. Now, you've got something going tonight, right?
Yes, we do. We have Paul Preston coming up, and he is absolutely going to be talking about the Brexit issue and how it's going to affect the U.S. And also, I read today that 8 other countries are considering putting referendums on a ballot to decide whether they want to stay in the Union or not.
Oh, yeah. They've all even got names for them, too. You know, I mean, already, you know, cute names.
Like, yeah, we have a name, too.
Yeah,
it's called Jexit, Jefferson Exit.
Well, there's others, too, though. I mean, there's other groups starting it up, too, you know, about, you know, the California exit or something like that. Anyway.
Well, Jexit is Jefferson Exit.
Well, you know what? The circle is getting a little bit smaller for everybody that thinks that we've got a chance up here.
Well, you know, it's the same issues. Okay, here are the issues that they wanted to leave the European Union over. Slow growth, high unemployment, an immigration crisis, and debt woes. Does that sound familiar?
Yep. Plus, if somebody that doesn't understand their society is making the decisions from Brussels on for British citizens and British, and so here we are with people that don't understand how the Northern California is, as pointed out very well, I thought today in the paper.
Yep.
They came out with a really good editorial.
Yesterday,
they came out yesterday in the editorial, and it captured it beautifully, is that people down there have no concept of what we are up here, and so they keep passing these stupid laws, but we have no choice. We have no choice but to acquiesce to the tyranny of the Democrats in Sacramento.
And we have no power to stop it.
None. We can take them to court. That's the only thing.
Who wins there? Only the attorneys win, because not only do we pay them with taxpayer money.
Well, anyway.
We lose every which way.
Okay, what time tonight? I got to run.
All right, thank you.
No, what time?
6 o'clock tonight at the the Vineyard City Church, 3276 Vitelli Lane.
Okay, that's in that little shopping center there.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Carl.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, bye.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about 466 because I am winding up here. My temperature is reaching the boiling point. I have had it with the thugs. With the Democratic thugs and the thuggery down in Sacramento who take away your rights on a whim and then tell us our mouths should be washed out because we advocate for the constitutional freedoms that was guaranteed us. Are you kidding? Wash our mouth out. You know what? That's the kind of guy you just like to go up and just, you know, you slap him in the face. Here, slap you. You know, like I give you a.
Send him to a safe zone.
There's another name for it, but, you know, frankly, that's not a good name. Send him into a safe zone, all right. Yeah, someplace in the Twilight Zone where you can sit there and try to figure out, gee, why would I really say that to people? You know, you should have your mouth washed out.
It's pure arrogance. It's an elitist mentality that they know how to run our lives.
That's it.
Plain and simple.
You know what?
They're the new nobility.
I'm going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $30,000 Super Deep Stack Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, July 9th at 12 p.m. There's plenty of action in this tournament. Your $330 buy-in will get you $20,000 in chips, all fees included. Book your seat now at the River Club or online at windriver.com. Stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. Pull up a seat, grab your big stack, and play in the $30,000 Super Deep Stack Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on July 9th.
Super Deep Stack. Prize pool based on 100 participants.
Dining voucher included. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break. Poker is better at the river.
At the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning, everybody. It is 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. 85 degrees. 85 degrees. It's gone up 15 degrees in an hour and 20 minutes.
Yep.
Buddy,
yep.
Going up to 105 today. Watch yourself out there. Drink lots of water. If you were on patrol out in Fallujah, you'd have to be carrying all your battle rattle, carry your flak jacket, helmet, all the extra water, everything, all the ammo. But you're not. You're here and ready. So dress. So you're protecting yourself. Dress coolly. And don't leave anything in the car like animals or kids or grandma or chocolate.
And you take a drink out of your Camelback and it's 110 degree water.
What, it was. The water was so hot that when you drink it, you realize that it doesn't do anything for your thirst, hardly. So when you're out there. Anyway. And your helmet gets so hot. And the gun, your pistol gets, or your rifle gets so hot out there that when you put your hand on it, if you're not wearing gloves, you're going to burn yourself. When it gets out there, and that kind of, we're going to talk about the concealed carry course that went on this past weekend too, and things like that.
Be safe out there, boys and girls.
Yeah, and weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Wellgate Sports Club is our sponsor for this segment, and I tell you what, I'm going in there today. I'm going in. I've got meetings today.
I
got
to get back on the straight.
I tell you, I'm getting back on. I'm getting on. Today is a good workout. This is an hour today, and then tomorrow I'm going to concentrate on cardio, and every other day the lifting again, because I've got to push this body through 3 miles of obstacles for the Spartan race. But you can do it because they've got the perfect training facilities down at Wellgate at the club there. Not only do they just have all the machines and all the running stuff and the ellipticals, but they've got the free weights. They've got trainers there. They've got free towel service. They have a sauna if you're not hot enough. If you want to go in there and sit in the sauna, take a cold shower, go back out, kind of get all those things out of your pores, you can do it there in the saltwater pool that Linda uses. That is also quite refreshing, but you use it for resistance training there.
I saw Rich down at the Dancing with the Stars event,
very dapper. Well, you know what the guy looks like. He'll be the Jack LaLanne.
He's a GQ kind of guy.
Oh, right.
Out in public.
Hey, anyway, head on down there. It's on the corner of Eureka Way and Court, 768-1205. Go down there, get a free session. Go down and get walkthrough, and they've also got Bohem Spa. Yeah. So you one of the memberships has you being able to go there a couple of times a month, which pays for everything, because you can go down and have your facial or your pedi. Bob likes the pedi and the facial, which I think, by the way, you look much younger.
One look at these feet and they'd be calling for the hazmat team.
All right, let's just move on. That was way too long. That was way too long a live read. I want to get into this 466.
Let the rant begin.
Let it go. Assembly Bill 466 takes away the county's right to say who should be carrying a concealed weapon in the county. They want to put it up to the state level, and they want the state to come up with the reasoning that said that you can carry. It's got to be something than just your right as a citizen. You've got to then prove somehow that your life is in more danger than the average citizen. Now, frankly, that means that everybody down in L.A. and South L.A. probably should be able to carry a gun, because their life is probably a little bit more in danger than, say, the people up in Hollywood. Anyway,
so they want to usurp the county sheriff.
Completely usurp it. Take it up there. Now, the record search light comes out swinging and says, you know what? This is a perfect example of Sacramento completely on a knee-jerk reaction, completely usurping the rights of individuals in Northern California who have a different viewpoint, different methods of doing things. The whole thing is, up here, guns are a part of a lot of people's lives, either because they're ranchers or farmers. But we do things differently up here. We are not down in South L.A., and what they want to do is take away the right of the sheriff of that county, who, by the way, if he's handing out too many of them, and what this was brought on was one of the stupid people down there in the assembly said, oh, the sheriff down here in Sacramento is handing out gun permits, concealed carry, like it's Halloween candy.
I would point out that neither the San Bernardino nor the Orlando shooters were using concealable weapons for their crimes.
Not only that, but let's look at how many crimes are committed by people with a concealed carry permit with the gun they're carrying. I bet the number, well, here in, I can tell you in Shasta County, it's zero. Zero. And I would bet if you look at the rest of the state, it would be like zero. Maybe, you know, maybe a little bit higher than that. But the people who get, I don't care which county it is, you still got to go through the background check. You still got to go through training. You still have to be interviewed by somebody. Any one of those will keep you out of it. And in some cases, there'll be false things in the background report. And, hey, you can't buy it, buddy, or you can't get one. And they've got to go either fix it or they just don't get it.
So let me see if I've got this straight. We're turning all the criminals loose out of the prisons.
Yes.
Because there's no room in the prisons for the criminals.
Yes.
At the same time, we are making previously law-abiding citizens into de facto criminals.
No. What they'll do is this. They will be a de facto criminal if they carry. Now, if
or
they,
own a 30-round magazine.
Or a 30-round magazine. Or how about this? Hey, Bob and I go out and we go out shooting. Bob runs out of ammo. Hey, Carl, got some? Yeah. As soon as I hand it to Bob, we are both lawbreakers.
Or if there's a smoking hot deal at the sporting goods store in Reno and I bring it back into California, I'm breaking the law.
You felon. You know what? You
should They'll be find locked, room for my
you
butt.
Should be locked up and put away. And oh, by the way, turn that rapist loose and
put
him back on the street. Oh, and by the way, take away the young lady who's living down the street from him and he's been eyeing her. Take away her right to have a gun. Because you know what? Try to prove that your life's in more danger due to some kind of state bureaucracy with some rules that they haven't even made up yet. Again, another overreach. It is so bad and so wrong, but it just goes around with what's happening. You know what?
Well, we have a restraining order on that person.
I thought State of Jefferson, you know what? Okay, that's kind of cool. You know, think about that. You know, I mean, really, you kind of, okay, yeah, that's kind of cool. You know, just let them go play. But you know what? Everything... Every day, every week, it's something else. At what point do we do, you know, why did Brexit happen? Brexit happened because they were losing control of their country. They were losing control of what's happening. You can say, well, hey, you know, those people were elected down in Sacramento. They were elected when you've got more representatives out of one part of a town in Southern California than we have for 12 counties. That's, you know what, there has got to be a way of evening this up. And I tell you what, even if Brown vetoes this, okay, even if Brown vetoes this, if it passes, even if it gets out, some of these others, even if he vetoes them, who's got the inside track for governor next time? Gavin Newsom. And if you don't think Gavin Newsom will take away every right that you have to have a gun, the only thing that can save you is the Supreme Court. And who's going to put in the next justice on the Supreme Court? There you go. Now you got Hillary or you got Donald Trump. At least Trump has set up a list of 12 conservative judges that he would put up for this.
It's an evolving document.
It's not an evolving document. But the other part is here it is. Now, the second bill, 450, raises the cost even more than what they are because, well, you know, those concealed carry permit holders should pay for the cost of studying gun violence. It's not the concealed carry people that are causing the gun violence. It's like this. Why don't you put more of a carbon tax on how much more carbon is in the cities and charge people for that, and then we'll just make it statewide. Oh, well, up here we don't have any. Well, that's not fair. You guys aren't, you know, there's not that many of you.
You're not paying your fair share.
You're not paying your fair share. Yet, you will come back and do it to us.
I had to hold my nose and pay my fire prevention fee last week.
This one, the other one, too, about exempting themselves from California gun laws, somebody said that happened back in 2011, but it doesn't surprise me. This recent one, he wants to wash out your mouth with soap. That's also on our chat room if you want to go in and look at that. And Gavin, Dr. Maria says, well, Gavin might be worse than Brown. Might be. Dr. Maria, you're such a sweetheart that you have this kind of outlook that some people are better. They can be better than we think.
Oh, wrong. Gavin will be Gavin. Magnitudes
Gavin
worse.
Was
Brown
on,
actually had some common sense.
Gavin was on the Bill Maher show after the San Bernardino shootings, and Gavin says, oh, people shouldn't have a concealed carry. Now, here's Maher. As much as it's, you know, a lot of the BS comes out of his mouth, he also comes up with things that are kind of like, well, he said, are you telling me Are you telling everybody that if somebody had a concealed carry that had a pistol there and was able to pull it out when these people were killing them, they would have been worse off? And he said, yes. Can you believe that? Gavin Newsom said yes.
Yeah.
Now how can you be bad? How can it be worse? A terrorist is killing you, is shooting you, shooting everybody around you, and you've got a concealed carry. You could pick up your weapon, and you're in worse shape. This is a man that's running for governor.
Completely out of touch with reality.
We got to take a break here.
Pretty good for a guy who probably has a bodyguard detail assigned.
Well,
to him.
There you go.
Because he needs it.
Well, here's what you say then is this. Okay, I tell you what. I'll give up my gun when you give up your bodyguards. And so you're just out there by yourself there like the rest of us there, Gavin. See what happens then. All right, hey, let's take a break here. Alliance Heating and Air. Best in the North State 2015. It could be best in the North State all the time as far as I'm concerned. They get there quick. They diagnose it. They're back. They fix it. Very reasonable prices. Alliance Heating and Air. How can you beat that? Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. They're our favorites. We'll be right back. It's 8:30 here on the 27th of June. We're running out of June here.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me? About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, there is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable. Yes, I see, I said. The second said, the quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable. Yes, I agreed. The third scolded me. If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle. I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, well, we looked it all over and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys? Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Stronger than ever, my friends. Stronger than ever. 530-605. Get off your butt. Start calling in here. Tell me if I'm right. 605-4565. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. All you people out in the hinterlands of Virginia and Alabama and Texas, Give us a call at 27 minutes before the hour. 85 degrees going up to 105 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway right there. Man's Last Stronghold, best place ever to get a haircut. Best place I've ever had a haircut. Right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. All right, let's go in back a little bit. We start talking about the these assembly bills. And I want to talk about, too, is the I was involved in some concealed carry classes this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You can't believe the number of people that, just going through the NFI. NFI, of course, Northern Firearms Instruction, and Ted Leidy, his business. Yeah. He had something close to 100 people going through this weekend in various spots here in Northern California. 27 women in the ladies-only class. I had a private class with Patty and Don. That's all the names I'm going to give. They bought at a fundraiser.
Obviously, bloodthirsty, dangerous gun nut types.
These two are some of the nicest people I've ever met. First of all, and you know what? They listen, and those are the type of people I am happy that I can know that is that if they're carrying a concealed weapon, that they know how to keep it safe, they know when to shoot, where to shoot, all that. The 27 ladies that took this class, all ages and abilities. I mean, most of them started at like a 1, and you know, 0 means you don't even know what a gun looks like, to 10, where you don't really need our help, but you have to have a certificate.
Yeah.
And women's classes are great. They listen, they ask questions, and you know what? They don't come up with this macho crap that says, I can shoot. They listen, they do what they're, they may change around a little bit, but they see the way we teach them, and they just kill the targets. Mm-hmm. You have to pass a test at the end. You got to get 24 out of 30. 29, 30, 30, 30, you know, 30 out of 30, 30 out of 30. But what it's saying is this. When I ask them this, because I'll teach the basic pistol, I ask them, why are you taking this class? I need it for personal protection. I want to learn more, but I need it for personal protection. I live by myself. I have my kids. My husband's gone a lot. I need to be able to protect myself. And they say, look what's happening around us. Women getting assaulted on the trails, people breaking into houses, all these things. They want to be able to protect themselves. So that's, to me, is, and if the state gets their way.
Oh, they'll make it all into San Francisco.
These women will not be able to get a permit because they cannot prove that their lives are in danger. But how many times does a gun used to prevent somebody from hurting you and it never gets in the news because they don't pull the trigger? Because that's one of the things. But we're going to have Sam Paredes on Wednesday. Sam's going to come in and talk about all of these laws that the liberal fascist thugs in Sacramento are doing to us.
And we all know what perfectly safe places for women in San Francisco and in Oakland are.
Oh, yeah. You know, they want to make it so hard that a person that's of lower income ability will never get a gun. And yet, you look at Chicago, and they had, on Father's Day weekend, 18 killed, 46 wounded? Come on!
But that's because you can get them elsewhere, you see. The logic just escapes me. The mindset of these people is that they know better. And us poor gun-clinging, Bible-waving hicks really don't know any better, and we need to be guided into civilization.
Yeah, that's right. Or they wash our mouth out with soap. That, by the way, is on our chat room, too. I'll probably put it on Facebook. Okay, Supreme Court getting ready to make some huge decisions here. I don't know about huge, but they're making decisions. One's on abortion. Texas has put two limitations on places given abortion. One, they've got to be able to have admitting rights into a hospital, and they must have the same standards as other ambulatory surgery rooms. Well, the people giving the abortions that are the pro-death is that they're saying that that's an onus. You know, those are onerous conditions to be able to admit somebody in the hospital and to be and to meet these certain standards there. We should be able to perform abortions without these standards. Well, Texas said no. In the initial case, the Texas state was overturned, but on the appeals, they won. And so now it's going up to the Supreme Court. Should be interesting to see. If they go 4-4, which they might, then the law will stand. Second thing they're having is getting a gun. This one man brought case. He says, I'm being kept from buying a gun because I had a misdemeanor domestic violence conviction or ticket, or whatever. I guess it'd be a conviction. And of course, you immediately think domestic violence. They should, you know, here's the law. You got a domestic violence conviction, you don't get a gun. However, it's not a felony. These are misdemeanors. And I'm not sure how it could be a misdemeanor, you know, because I didn't read in the whole case there. But it looks like, you know, Supreme Court says, well, you've got a right to have a gun. What other misdemeanors, I guess the bottom line is, what other misdemeanors that a person has keeps them from owning a gun? Not especially carrying it, but yeah. Owning a gun. How can a misdemeanor could be a traffic violation. Yeah. If, does that mean everybody with a misdemeanor? I mean, with a felony you can't, but with a misdemeanor? And that's the question. And that's a good question because, you know, it's got the trigger words in there, domestic violence.
Yeah. What was it that they said in Atlas Shrugged, if you pass enough laws, you make everybody a criminal?
Of course, we're all criminals. Well, you're a criminal right now. I'm a criminal, I'm sure, because I break laws every day that I don't even know I have. I'm sure that because I possess something in my life, and I'm not talking guns, I'm talking about it could be anything, that I am a lawbreaker. Now, I'm sorry to say that, because I've kind of tried to live a clean life here. All right. More things. Brexit. Brexit was, of course, Britain leaving the European Union. As you heard today at 8 o'clock when our friend Susan Eastman was on talking about the state of the stocks, that they were having a lot of problems. In the sense of is that, you know, stock markets dropped dramatically. The S&P has dropped. You know, futures dropped. Japan's kind of coming back a little bit. It kind of has a small rally. The pound is getting hammered. It's lower than it's been in 30 years. And the dollar's strong. Well, the thing with the dollar strong, it makes it, you know, then if the dollar's strong, it makes it harder to buy things from us. So, but Brexit. Now, why did they leave? I mean, they've been a member. They tried to get in. This thing's been around since, like, what, 1956 or something?
The whole concept. Now, of course, they bailed out of the single currency and said, we're going to be on the sterling, which left them sort of on the outsider. But skepticism about Eurocentricity and the laws being passed out of Brussels, not unlike what we put up with coming out of Washington, D.C., the Brits
difference.
Finally said enough.
But there's a little bit of a difference here. I mean, this started in 1951 as the European Coal and Steel Community, an effort by nations to heal the fissures of World War II. Okay? So they wanted to get together through duty-free trade. And then in 1957, the Treaty of Rome created the European Economic Community, or Common Market. They tried to join in, Brits did, but Charles de Gaulle vetoed them in In 63 and 67, they finally got in 73. Now that they're in, if they've tried to do this before in 1975, 2 years after they joined, they wanted to know they should stay. And more than 67% of the people in Britain voted in favor of that. But things have changed since then.
The honeymoon apparently being over.
The impact it's going to have is this, the economic effect of the exit. Even though it's had a huge impact already, they don't know what kind of settlement. That settlement's got to be negotiated. You know, Britain's talking like 2 years, and Una Merkel from Germany is saying, get out now. So that has an impact on us, too, because we're using Britain as kind of like our conduit into the EU. If Britain leaves, we've got to, you know, kind of like link up with Germany. But Germany and Britain are the ones that keep the EU floating like this.
There's also questions. I have friends in that region who say that Ireland and Scotland are both taking a look at the Commonwealth and saying, you know, which way are we going to go on this? Because it was a close call on Scotland leaving.
Scotland, not one county in Scotland. Not one county in Scotland went for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you think about that, but it doesn't mean, overall. So who voted for it? I mean, who was in favor of it, and who wants to stay and who wants to go? Of course, the Prime Minister David Cameron, he led the Remain camp, which is now he's leaving because it was a total failure. Most of the Conservative government he leads, the Labour Party, Liberal Democrats, and the Scottish National Party, all of them strongly pro-Europe. Most independent economists and large businesses favored staying in, as do the President Obama, Chancellor Angela Merkel, and President Xi Jinping of China. They all want Britain to stay in. However, the Leave camp is nearly half of the Conservative members of the Parliament, and the members of the UK Independence Party, and their leader, Nigel Farage. Their main issues are sovereignty and immigration. Also, the French National Front leader, Marine Le Pen, favors Brexit. So
there'll be a new British cabinet very soon.
Here's who voted for it. It was the big companies. It was the ones in power wanted this. They wanted it. They wanted Britain to stay. Who wanted to leave? The average man and woman whose wages have not, when you look since 2007, the wages they make today are less than they were making in 2007. It doesn't even account for inflation. They're seeing decisions made in Brussels, just like you said. And there's a difference between being made in Brussels, Bob, than being made in Washington, D.C. It would be like decisions being made by the U.N. that affect us in the United States. So when you think about that, you've got Brussels making decisions with these open borders and the economy flowing back and forth, that it's not immigration per se that the working class was concerned about. It was the fact that they could come in and take jobs at lower wages, which is kind of a concern here. When you look at all the things that they were concerned about, then you have to ask yourself, what is going on in our country, and why is Brexit will have an impact on our election and actually maybe help one of the candidates? Let's talk about that when we come back right after these messages. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds, Jerry and his team over there. It's 105 today. It's 85 right now. Solar shields. Those solar blinds that go on the outside of your house that he can put up can cut the amount of heat in your house dramatically, and you get up to $500 back from REU. He can come in and look at your house, and he can cool it off just by the window coverings. Give him a call, 226-9027, or visit him on the web at budgetblinds.com. Go have them just look at it. See what they can do. I mean, how much money can you save over the period of immediately, of course, but then over the period of the next 5 years? Give them a call and find out. We'll be right back.
August 3rd, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Contact Trish Stopers at 530-226-1734 or May Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, Sigma, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
It's that time again for Anderson Explodes on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by Redding Kia, Wind River, Sierra Pacific Industries, B&B RV, Tri-Counties Bank, and B&T Satellite. Admission is free, so come down and join us for an evening of entertainment and celebration. Gates open at 4. Music starts at 5:30 with California Country, followed by Chad Bushnell at 7 and Cloverdale at 8. Kids' bounce houses and water slides, just $5 for the whole night. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. We will see you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Linda is coming back tomorrow afternoon. She's taking care of her sister-in-law who's had spinal surgery.
That's hard.
I mean, you know what? It is nice because, you know, to do something like that for another person, because it's not easy. I mean, her brother's there, but her brother runs a clinic. Well, he's the doctor in charge of a large clinic. And so it's hard for him to get off like that. But Linda's there, and then they've got everybody else rolling in there, too. So this should work out okay, but she'll be back. Hey, it's 85. It's going up to 105 today. The whole week it's going to be in the hundreds.
Triple 106, digits.
107, 108. Starts cooling down over the weekend, however, back into the 90s. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. And senior and veterans discounts. It's a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. 7 days a week, open 7 days a week. It's got Espresso Joe's, but not just coffee, but cold drinks there,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
Cold, you know, those cold mochas. And of course, the finest tobacco emporium anywhere around here or anywhere in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is outstanding. All of that. Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business right there at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
So it's a humidor is like a climate-controlled
place. Climate-controlled place.
They'd probably be upset if I just opened the door, walked in, and curled up in a fetal position to hide from the heat.
Well, you know what? It's a little, in fact, if anything, it's got a little humidity in there.
Oh, okay.
You know, to keep
it
keep the
dry outside.
Hey, three things. The Supreme Court, we just talked about it, has tossed out the Texas abortion law. They have tossed that out. They have upheld that you can be banned from owning a gun if you're convicted of domestic violence, whether it's a reckless domestic assault, and which is considered a misdemeanor, or it's a felony, or, you know, like when you're planning something, whatever. I'm not sure exactly the differences on that, except that it might be something that happened, but, you know, it was a misdemeanor. They got you for
the slightest possible excuse.
Slightest possible excuse. Anyway, you are banned now from owning a gun, buying a gun. And the Governor McConnell, who was convicted of bribery and everything else, and when he was in the governor of Virginia, just had it overturned by the Supreme Court, which is interesting because they're saying there were so many things about this trial that were strange. They just overturned it, and they're sending it back down. But the Texas abortion law has been overturned, and you are banned from owning guns, according to the U.S. Supreme Court, if you have a domestic violence background. Let's go to the phones. Bruce.
Good morning.
How you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing good.
Great. What's up?
Well, just a couple things. First of all, on this Second Amendment, you know, we have the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It doesn't say anything about that it's restricted to the home. In California, we can't open carry, and now the Ninth Circuit is basically in. Others are saying it's a privilege to conceal carry, and you have to be stalked or something to get a concealed carry permit in certain areas of California. I mean, where does it say that the Second Amendment only applies to your home? Is is ridiculous. I don't think anybody right now, but probably later, will be disagreeing that you have the Second Amendment right at home. But you may be more subject to violence outside the home than your home. I just don't get it. The trouble is we've got all these activist judges, and how do we get rid of them? We got four people on the Supreme Court that you know how they're going to vote on almost every issue. They're going to follow their liberal ideology, and, I mean, it's a no vote on guns and the abortion thing that just you talked about. I mean, how do we get rid of these people? They don't follow the Constitution. They follow their liberal ideology, and it's scary.
Well, it is. And, you know, on the other hand, the other side will say, well, you know how these four are going to vote. Well, not necessarily. But for the most part, we've got two different ideologies there in there. Today, they voted 6-2, though, on the gun thing. And it was and they overturned the Texas law too, so they had that swing vote on this. It, of course, but when we start talking about judges and activist judges, it's who they put in there, as opposed to being strict constitutionalists that will keep it, you know, based on what the Constitution says. This is why people need to get out, get your friends, do whatever it takes to keep Hillary from coming in.
Well, yeah, if Hillary gets in, I think it's going to be. It's going to go downhill quickly. There's going to be civil disobedience, if not some conflict, serious conflict. I don't know.
Well, you know what? The thing about it is they don't understand as they keep passing these laws and that people are just getting more and more tired and perturbed. I would never call for an armed insurrection at all. Never. But,
no, me neither, because I don't think we could survive it today.
Well, I tell you what, I think people would be, and this is just my opinion, but I think if the government was told their law enforcement and their soldiers to turn their guns on the citizens because of things, that they might get a severe surprise.
I hope so.
Well, I mean, I think they get a severe surprise. I don't think they do it. I really don't think there may be spots that maybe they're just waiting for a chance to kill citizens. But I think, you know, I talk to people in various stratas of law enforcement, and they don't belong to, you know, any organizations or anything. But if they were told to turn their guns on the civilian population because of onerous regulations and laws, they may find out is that there is no enforcement category there. Even though,
well, I think you're probably right in general. Most gun owners and people in law enforcement and military are solid people.
They are. You know what? The large majority are, in my opinion. Now,
right.
For another subject, but thanks a lot, Bruce, for calling.
You bet.
Right now, there are more armed people in government in these different departments than there are Marines. Did you know that?
How many billion rounds of 40 cal did they buy?
There's over 200,000 armed people in the different departments. I mean, you count them all in Homeland Security, but also IRS, Education Department, Treasury. I mean, even in places that you would think, well, why do they need armed people? But they've got them. There are more of them than there are Marines. There's like 172,000 Marines. There's like 200,000 of these guys. And these men and women. So why do these different organizations need to be armed with automatic weapons?
What is effectively a paramilitary force?
Which is something that President Obama said 8 years ago. He said, we can't just rely on the military and the police to take care of what's happening in this country. We're going to need help. So
will they be issued brown shirts?
You know, they usually have something on it called, Department of Public Safety or, Homeland Security or something.
Brown shirts would work.
No. But here's the thing, is why do we need so many? And why do they need automatic weapons? I mean, really, I mean, don't we have specialized groups that do things like that? I mean, do you call the IRS and extend in a SWAT team or the Department of Education or the EPA or National Parks or who else we got into this? Did I say Department of Education with a SWAT team? Why do they need those? Why do they need
Well,
that?
Park Service does have LEOs who
Well, Park Service. Park Service, they go through that. All right. So I'll give them that because they're out there where there's people out in the middle of nowhere.
There are crazy people on the fringes of whiskey. And fishing
game guys. No, I understand. Okay, so I will throw those over to the side that, okay, they do need to be armed, and they need to be able to take care of themselves and other people. But you get into these others, why do we need more than there are Marines?
Yeah.
I mean...
Why does the IRS need an armed force when they could call in Department of Justice? If they have to do an armed raid, call in some DOJ guys, you know.
Well, okay. Anyway, many things are happening. So many things are happening. In fact, Bob just found something that said, what do you call it?
Universal basic income. You thought universal health care was a go-to for Bernie Sanders lovers?
Well,
universal basic income, also known as the dole, worked out real well for the Brits.
Okay, everybody. I hope you have a great day. Look, it's going to be 105 today. It's going to be hotter in other areas in this town. Take care of yourself. Make sure you're getting drink lots of water. Please, please, please don't leave your animals in your car. Just don't think it's going to be for a minute, and it ends up being 15 minutes, and now you've got irreparable damage for not only your animals, but especially for your children and other people that may be in that vehicle. Watch out for yourselves. And by the way, we'd sure like to find the guy that used the one of our outdoor bushes out here to as his public toilet last night.
You
know what?
Words fail me.
I don't even know what to say. Except, hey, tomorrow, Mark Story, Haven Humane is going to be with us, and a lot more stuff that we're going to have. Anyway, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for your society.
But I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world
News
from
this track. Hour from Houndhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court has struck down a Texas law the state says was designed to protect women's health. Among other things, it required abortion clinics to meet the same standards as ambulatory care centers. Legal analyst Matt Staver says the requirements were reasonable.
You certainly want a doctor that's going to be doing a surgical procedure to have some kind of hospital admitting privileges, so if you have to go to the hospital, you can see that physician. And then you have some clinic regulations for health and safety.
The 5-3 ruling, authored by Justice Stephen Breyer, Justice Anthony Kennedy, sided with the court's liberals. And a unanimous Supreme Court has overturned the corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. The ruling will make it tougher to prosecute elected officials accused of bribery. The High Court has also upheld a law that bars those convicted of domestic violence from owning guns. Prime Minister David Cameron campaigned hard for the UK to stay in the European Union, but now that the British people have spoken, Cameron is...